This call is now being recorded.
Hey everyone, Amy Wood here with Ian Aaron, who is involved with Connect TV. This is the app we're telling you about on television that we're telling you to download so you can talk with us during broadcasts and talk to each other, most importantly, and be commenting on the shows you're watching. And will this be available not only for the fabulous CBS primetime shows and all the other shows that are on our station, but also for our local newscasts as well?
Absolutely. In fact, when you go to your local newscast today, you're going to see stories. So when you're in the sports pod, you'll see stories relating to local sports that we actually integrate from your RSS and online presence. And when you're in weather, you're going to see weather that relates to your weather as well. And when you're in the local news, you're going to see local stories. We've also integrated local polls to get users to start talking back and inputting. And that's the first phase for integrating with local news. And there's even a step beyond that that we're working on as well.
Well, it's very exciting. I've been loving interacting with our audience during newscasts for about 4 years now. So this is taking it to a whole new level, and it sounds like it's going to simplify things. Let's talk a little bit about the operating systems that it's coming to soon, because I know, you know, folks that have iPads are in great shape, folks that have laptops. But if you're waiting for the Android, waiting for the iPhone app, how long away do you think it's going to be?
So about 45 days. You'll have it before the end of July. And, we're hoping to get betas out shortly, but commercials should be by the end of July.
And what are you hearing from folks when they start to experience this? I know, you know, just from doing interaction during local news, the phenomenon of people being able to share comments and be talking about the same thing, watching the same thing, the sense of community that develops is pretty cool. What are you hearing from your users?
So it's all about driving, you know, engagement. And that's exactly what you said. It's really starting to happen where people are seeing a story, you know, related to what they're watching on TV. And what's great about this is when they share it with friends, so all they have to do is one touch, share that story, and they could put in a comment. And when they share that, they can decide whether it's on Twitter, Facebook, or all of them just with one touch. That story, which is a local news story, actually goes out to, you know, all of the friends around the country. So it actually helps get, you know, that local news and almost to a certain extent turn it national. And it then gets people to start talking about it and sharing. So we think it's great. There's, you know, obviously things, genres like news and sports and talk are really great for this application. Although,
sure.
You know, people use it across all genres, whether it's reality, whether it's entertainment.
Well, it's going to be exciting to start to use it, and I cannot wait to try it out being this interactive TV that I am. So thank you so much for bringing it to our station. We're excited.
The other gentleman also, you know, he said, can I manually tune? So I put in your zip code, and right now I see that on your station it's Judge Judy right now, and I'm seeing information regarding Judge Judy, and I can share facts and quotes about her and news stories.
So what you're saying is we can manually choose by putting in our zip code to kind of get our TV hooked up to where we are, or we can activate our volume on our laptop or make sure it's available on our various devices, and it will actually detect from the sound it's hearing what we're watching.
Correct. So you just turn on your TV, and if you're watching Judge Judy, within 6-7 seconds, it'll automatically be synced up to Judge Judy and give you more information about that. If you change the channel and you go to, in your lineup, let's say you end up going to The Deadliest Catch on Discovery, 6-7 seconds right after you tune, it'll automatically sync up to The Deadliest Catch and give you more information about that show as well.
And if you're watching your DVR an hour or two later or the next day, it'll still recognize it.
Absolutely. And what's great, if you're watching the Miami Heat and Thunder game tonight, as you're watching the game, 1 second after every play, you're getting all the stats on that play. One touch, you can share that play with friends.